Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to look at the science of limestone. So Ben, tell us more.
Well, limestone is mostly formed from the shells of ancient marine animals. It's made up of calcium carbonate and has a huge number of uses, from making fields less acidic to making cement.
So what actually is calcium carbonate?
It's a white solid with the formula CaCO3. So if you heat any carbonate up to a high enough temperature, it will decompose. This gives off carbon dioxide and leaves you with a metal oxide. For example, copper carbonate, which is green, will give off carbon dioxide when it's heated, leaving copper oxide. You can prove that it's carbon dioxide by bubbling the released gas through lime water. Carbon dioxide will make it go cloudy.
So what happens to the limestone when you heat it?
Well, in the same way, it gives off carbon dioxide, leaving calcium oxide, which is also called quicklime. This is sometimes used on farmland to increase the soil pH because it's an alkali, but it's also used to bury diseased animals in.
Why would you do that?
Well, quicklime reacts very well with water, so it will dehydrate flesh, which means it's dangerous, but also it means it kills many diseases. The calcium oxide grabs a water molecule to form calcium hydroxide, that's CaOH in brackets 2. This is known as slaked lime and is far safer than quicklime, so it's used more often on farmland. The slaked lime can also be mixed with sand and water to make old-fashioned lime mortar, which was used between bricks to build walls before people used cement.
So what's the difference between that and modern-day cement then?
Well, if you heat limestone with the right form of clay, you can get cement. Now, this is the part of concrete which sticks the sand or gravel together. Limestone is also used in making of iron, where it decomposes to calcium oxide, which is good at mopping up impurities, which would ruin the strength of iron. It's also good for making glass.
How do you use it in glass?
Well, glass is basically very pure sand, and you melt that down and form it into the desired shape. Sodium carbonate is added to the sand to reduce its melting point, but this makes it soluble in water, so limestone is added to reduce that problem.
So limestone sounds like very useful stuff, but are there any problems associated with using it?
Well, limestone is very useful, so it's used in huge quantities. Now, this can cause problems because it's extracted in very large, noisy and unsightly quarries, and transporting it out of the quarry involves large numbers of vehicles.
Now, you said that limestone is used as a building material, so why is that?
Well, good quality limestone is a good building material because, like most stone, it can cope with a lot of compression. Now, plus, it can be easily carved, so it's used decoratively. But it's quite expensive because producing shaped pieces of limestone is quite wasteful. It's also attacked by acidic rain, unlike concrete or bricks.
So is concrete any better?
Well, concrete is quickly and easily shaped and efficient in how it uses material, which makes it relatively cheap to use. On its own, it's weak in tension when it's stretched, but reinforced with steel, it can be used in beams and bridges, etc., where parts of it will be in tension. Reinforced concrete is not as strong as steel, but it's much cheaper and more resistant to corrosion.
Now, you talked about glass earlier. How could that be used in construction?
Well, glass is much more brittle and more expensive than the other building materials. But it does have one obvious big advantage. It's transparent. Now, this means you can use it in windows or use it decoratively to cover a whole building. Plastics, which are not brittle, could also be used in the same places. But glass is much more resistant to scratches and is not broken down by ultraviolet light in sunlight.